What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn the hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. Bay. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as rerun, streaming on the Crab Diving Network 24-7.
Weird. So fucked.
Or perhaps you've gone and downloaded us. It's a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or always available at crabdiving.com.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Yes.
Paula Page. However you're listening to us.
That's Paula Page. I thought that was Alec Baldwin.
That's Paula Page.
Jesus Christ, Alec.
I don't think he called his daughter a socialist cocksucker. Right.
Okay, I mean,
we'll play a game someday.
That's pretty shitty, though.
Is it LePage or Baldwin?
You're rude. You're rude. You're also thoughtless. Yeah, these are not words that he thought of this. You are rude. And then his brain was like, what else are you? Oh, you're thoughtless.
Little pig.
And you're a little fucking pig. That's what his brain said.
Okay.
Then, okay.
My favorite part.
Oh, my God. No. We have to think about it again. She's like, you're rude. Okay.
Thoughtless.
You're thoughtless. That's true.
A little pig, his 13-year-old daughter he was speaking to at the time.
I want you to understand, okay? Okay?
Okay. Give me your attacks. Everything.
Your favorite application, however you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. Strap in, everybody, for the next couple hours. All kinds of shit to talk about. The Trump meltdown.
Yeah.
I understand there's some kind of virus going around I may have heard of something about. And
could you imagine?
It's also Faithless Friday, everybody. Yeah. So.
Now you understand that I'll get my hands politically around your neck and all your tough guy crap's going to end real quick.
Okay. Does he practice these or not? Don't laugh. Stop laughing. God, Jeebus, why do you have migraines, you fuck?
Yeah, it's a migraine day, everybody. I'm trying to hold it together here.
Well, could you imagine being raised by Alec Baldwin? I think I would.
Or Alex Jones.
Oh, shit, please.
Or Paula Page or Trump or any of these fucking scum-licking twat waffles.
Listen, the most dangerous twat waffle,
which reminds me of tot waffles, which is what I was talking about earlier.
Is that?
Somebody on the Twitter posted, when you're stuck at home, here's something for you to do. Here's a great cuisine to make. And you literally take tater tots. You can even take the generic kinds or whatever. Just any of those little... tater tots are. I don't have to tell people.
Tots are little cubes. I don't know why are they tots though. They're not tots. They're odd cylinders. You know what I mean?
And you take them and you defrost them. You can let them just sit, defrost in the air or whatever.
Right.
Throw them in the microwave. Then you put them. You arrange them on a waffle iron.
You arrange them. Oh my, a waffle iron.
And you waffle iron the fuck out of them. And they look really, really good.
Oh, wow.
They're kind of like hash browns in the shape of waffles, I guess would be the way.
Yeah.
But then I think it was she posted all kinds of like different sauces you can make depending on what you want to do with it. If it's like lunch or dinner, or you can even put some sweet savory sauce on it for like a
Welcome to your marijuana moment of the day, everybody.
God, I thought it was great.
That sounds good.
We have a waffle iron, I think, that gets very little use. I'm thinking.
We have a waffle iron?
I think there's a waffle iron somewhere.
Is there a crock pot back there?
Yes.
I love crock pots, man. You ever put chicken in there? Oh, shit. Mm. So good. Oh, wait.
Oh, I was going to, next time we go on an excursion, I was going to do some Tuscan bee, and I was going to, okay. We should do, since we're
what do we
saving
need for
food
that?
And freezing it.
What do we need
I'll
for
give
that?
I'll give you a list if you're okay. Out and about. It's beans.
Do I have to go outside the Dollar General, the Family Dollar, or the 99-cent store, or the other one?
Some fresh veggies would be nice in it, like some zucchini and shit like that. To another store that's near us.
Do not even begin to give any geotags clues. I'm going to need, if I'm getting fresh fruit that I'm going to go there late at night. I'm going to zoom in with my.
Well, the stores aren't bad, right? Except for like toilet paper and thermometers and shit. And, you know, I mean, I don't think.
Yeah.
So thus far, we're not that worried.
Thus
far, we're not that worried about the food supply so far.
Yeah.
And I think the size town we live in is probably in a decent sweet spot of. Where it's not too big, like your big cities, which are. Probably going to be hellscapes. I mean, I loved living in Koreatown, USA.
Fuck that shit.
I would think right now it's probably going to be turning into some sort of hellscape.
It sucks because it is a great place to fucking live in Koreatown. You can get on the fucking subway, bam, 5 minutes. I'm in motherfucking Hollywood.
Even in Los Angeles, yeah, it's one of the rare places that the public transportation is actually good.
10 minutes. Bam. I'm in the valley.
20 minutes, maybe.
Okay. But still, it's phenomenal. Boy, the beast.
I believe she finished the Kong toy. That's an 8-minute Kong experience.
You're next.
My name is Patrick Vile, by the way. Thanks for tuning in, y'all.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I just want to remind everybody out there that just because there's fake news that the butthole cut doesn't exist, there's no reason. We don't have to believe that. That's some deep state bullshit. We know it exists. The butthole cut lives. Fuck it. Fuck everything. I'm a nihilist.
Yeah, you know, I just looked at Twitter and trending is hashtag where is Joe. I'm kind of with them. My recommendation was to hide him in a closet somewhere, but to do a lot of social media and do videos and shit. Bernie's out doing daily video town halls.
Talk to us.
Yeah. Where is Joe is trending.
Talk to us, right? Because no one is talking to us.
I'll bet after this they will, because this is one of the top tweets right now, or one of the top trends on Twitter.
Good.
So I'll bet they'll.
I mean, Joe is an adult voice. My God. I don't know. It's crazy.
We've got,
because all the leadership is coming. Rachel Maddow said horizontally, which I thought was a weird way to put it, but like governors are telling you, governors,
sorry, I just made a face unintentionally,
gosh, Rachel. Wow. What context did you mean that? You know, governors are fucking governors. They're trying to find their best way to, you know, to deal with the the deal. And I think, I don't know.
But one of the reasons we need a good federal leadership is because of the fact that we would like to be able to have states that may need more help than others would be able to get it. If Wyoming doesn't need as many of the ventilators that they may have, wouldn't it be nice to...
Yes.
And then Trump's like, we're not a shipping clerk.
Well, wait. Hey, dickhead, I need a ventilator. I don't give a fuck
argument is, yes, you are.
Yeah. Well, good fucking point.
You're the federal government. Fix it. If that means you got to be a fucking shipping clerk, you're a fucking shipping clerk.
And it's not you're not fighting for some weird abstract policy. You're talking about people's lives, you dickhead. You are fighting to save people's fucking lives, you fucking fuck. I mean, it's insane. Am I overreacting? I mean, What the fuck?
But no, it's
a fucking president.
It's insane.
What a fucking asshole.
And I mean, strap in. We got this press conference today. Was
Jesus
in fucking credible. There was a login to your account from a new device. God.
Fucking great. Fucking great.
Oh, that
somebody's
was
trying to hack into the fucking podcast.
No, that's
suck my
no,
dick.
It was me.
Oh, that's you. Okay. Never mind. Never mind, Russians.
I was on my tablet, which I don't use for the Twitter that often.
Right.
Or like ever.
The dog is on high alert right now. Does she know something? Has she been texting with anyone in my life that is very paranoid about this? I am too, but she looks on high alert. Is that just me?
She doesn't give a shit.
Look at her.
She was seeing her this morning out walking.
I think she's tracking something right now from the window.
Over at the let's see what the headlines are. It is Faithless Friday, everybody, and couldn't feel more faithless, to be honest with you.
Wait, what's trending? Where's Joe?
Hashtag Where's Joe?
Hashtag Where's Jesus, motherfucker? This is
well,
is
I mean, one could argue
time get
one could argue Jesus is like, here's what you guys deserve.
Oh, fuck you, Jesus. This is your time, dude. This is your moment, God. Come on. Don't be a fucking pussy.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal. This is great. What a great picture. Oh, look, there's Pompeo, that scumbag. I've got a Pompeo story, too. Did you see what he did to the international, some international court or something that is looking into, well, us, for war crimes.
Yeah, okay.
For separating families and for stuffing children into cages.
Zero tolerance? Is that what you're talking about?
Pompeo, threatened the families of the people on the board or something like that. I'll get to it. I have to find that story.
I know it's strange. You said Pompeo. Did you hear? And my immediate thought was like, he molested somebody, right? Honestly, that's what I thought. I don't know why.
So the headline over at the HuffPo is sure enough about this. Hashtag Trump meltdown trending right now.
You can't melt down right now. I mean, this is a time when Trump, you need to show leadership, show resolve, show what would you like to see from your president? What would you like to see? Resolve?
This one? Gone.
How about spite?
Nothing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get him off TV. He's not helping.
He's not helping?
Even remotely.
Why is it when he opens his mouth, the stock market goes in the shit pile?
800 points in minutes after this meltdown. It plummeted.
Let me ask you something. I mean, if he makes a stock deal and then goes and talks, is that insider trading? I mean, he's just...
Well, yeah.
Why is it... Explain something to me. Why is this man in charge of our economy? Because he kind of is.
Oh, but don't forget about Steve Mnuchin and... Hey, and
what does he do?
Secretary of Treasury.
And where is he from? Is he the guy from movies?
Where's Wilbur?
Wilbur Ross? Is he... I mean, he's
Wilbur's
an old guy.
Still around. Secretary of Commerce,
hey,
right?
Wilbur, I mean, you be real careful with this corona.
Wilbur's like, I'm not coming out there.
Yeah. Who can tell? He sounds like corona. No offense.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci, Peter Alexander, Trump meltdown. Peter Alexander is the reporter from MSNBC or NBC that asked the question.
Right.
And I mean, the question, it's not even...
What's the question?
It's not even a gotcha question.
No.
Quote, what do you say to Americans who are watching you right now who are scared?
Yeah, you say, hey, listen, our country is going through a unique time. And I know you're scared and I understand. Well, I'm scared too, but we all need to come together and, you know, suck each other's dicks a little and pray to Jeebus. That's what I would say.
Rob Reiner tweeted when Trump was asked by NBC's Peter Alexander what he would say to people who are scared right now, he exhibited his severe mental instability and scared us all shitless.
It's not stop. Wait.
Rob Reiner.
Is it funny, though? Why am I laughing? This isn't funny.
And Peter Alexander even said, I was trying to give him a softball. Like, what do you say to the American people who are scared?
Don't be scared. Or be scared. Just know that I'm there for you. I'm your president. I'm going to take this corona. I'm going to rip it a new asshole. I'm going to beat the fuck out of it. And you can go outside. You know, you never have to wash your hands again. You can shake hands by sticking your finger up somebody's ass. That's how hard I'm going to beat the fuck out of corona. That's what you say. That's what you want your fucking president to say. God bless, good luck, and go fuck yourself, corona. Right?
Well, Trump's response was, you're a terrible reporter.
What do you say the Americans were scared, though? I guess nearly 200 dead, 14,000 who were sick, millions, as you witnessed, who are scared right now. What do you say to Americans who are watching you right now who are scared?
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say.
Oh, my God. We're fucked! 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 We're fucked!
And he's from Peter Alexander's from NBC, which is owned by Comcast, which leads to the next part of Trump's reassuring answer.
You right now, who are scared?
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say. I think it's a very nasty question, and I think it's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people. The American people are looking for answers, and they're looking for hope. And you're doing sensationalism, and the same with NBC and Comcast. I don't call it Comcast. I call it Comcast. Let me just ask for whom you work. Let me just tell you something.
Pandemic! We're in a pandemic, you fuck! I don't give a fuck how you feel about Comcast.
A lot of people are congratulating Peter Alexander on his resolve for just sitting there and looking horrified, because a lot of people were like, why didn't you tell him, stand up and yell, fuck you dictator piece of shit. Who the fuck do you think you are? The people are scared because you're in charge. You steaming pile of yak diarrhea.
You are going to kill us. You are killing us. You are killing us. Why can't we can all have this shit. We have no fucking idea, you fuckface.
They're looking for answers, and they're looking for hope. And you're doing sensationalism, and the same with NBC and Comcast. I don't call it Comcast. I call it Comcast. Let me just tell you for whom you work. Let me just tell you something. That's really bad reporting. And you ought to get back to reporting instead of sensationalism. Let's see if it works. It might and it might not. I happen to feel good about it, but who knows? I've been right a lot.
What do you say the Americans were scared, though, I guess?
I think he's talking about the, about the hydro,
the drug that offers no help. Or again, I'm going to apologize. I need a bigger spit screen because I have to tell you right now that I accidentally spit and I don't think it hit you. I don't think it hit you.
Gross.
We got to change.
I've gotten a couple of messages recently. People are worried about your blood pressure.
No, you have not. Really?
Where's my phone?
Oh, my God. Where's my phone? Come on. My blood pressure's fine, man. I'm fucking fine. Really? Shit, dude. Come on. Come on. It's a joke. It's an act. I'm a right-wing nut job. I like Jesus, and I'm a big fan of Bob Dole. He's my favorite Republican or something like that. You know.
We're bunkering down here. Everything is closing down. Everybody's going insane. How are you doing? I would suggest Ryan take and get some blood pressure medicine. LOL.
Is that my mom?
It wasn't your mom.
Okay. As long as it's not my mom.
I don't know who it is.
I'm fine. You know, I'm fine. This shit that we're going through is perfectly normal. We're in a pandemic, man. We're fucked. We're fucked.
On Friday, Trump addressed the nation in a press briefing about COVID-19 and the administration's efforts to stop its spread.
Why is that funny?
Upon opening the floor for questions, NBC's Peter Alexander asked the president, what do you say to Americans who are watching you right now who are scared? Is that a gotcha question?
No, you say you don't. Or you say some kind of bullshit to make someone feel better.
I think somebody is getting the internal polls that are going on. And yeah. I think somebody is also, I mean, even the toadies around him can't massage the numbers that they're giving him. And he's losing his shit.
When someone says, what do you tell America? We're scared.
I believe you're a terrible reporter.
Yeah, but you're president. Now, do you do the tact of don't be scared or I'm scared too. I understand. You should be scared. This is terrifying. But you know what?
Okay, well, there you go.
But you know what? We got good Americans out there, and they're cutting their bras apart, and they're making masks out of the cups of the bras. And I know some people commented on the Facebook page that they were did you see that? I put that post up.
It's how to make a
face mask out of a bra, which you probably should do if you're in Boston or anywhere in this country. But somebody said that they're not, like, clear.
They're probably not effective.
Well, we're doing the best we can.
Let's see. Trump's already scared. I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say. It's a very nice question. I just played that, so I'm not going to read it. He then criticized NBC and Comcast, saying you might want to get back to reporting and you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, shit. Gosh.
Moments later, another reporter asked the question again. And Trump offered a more measured response. So he's got a hard on. He must have seen some reporting from NBC that he didn't like. Took it out on Peter Alexander.
Wait. How is he even thinking about that?
Because he was glowering at Peter Alexander before he asked the question.
Okay. I need you to remember. Just think back. There was a time when. You might not remember a guy named Barack Hussein Obama was president and he you would say Fox News covered him in a negative way. Would you say negatively?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. Okay.
How often did he say anything to Fox? The whole fucking time.
A couple
time.
Of times in his,
That's
but
it.
But it was very veiled about, it was, you know, like, well, you know, you may hear something different on Fox. That was maybe the height of his,
right.
And they
right.
lost their shit
but
about
you never
it. How dare he go after the media?
You never expected it. And it would never occur to me that Obama is talking to us. If Obama was president right now and telling us about the pandemic, it would never occur to us that he is being driven by some report he saw on NBC that pissed him the fuck off. This would never occur to you.
Well, yeah.
I don't know my point here.
Welcome.
I don't know the point is, you know, make a face mask out of a bra.
So, he then said, my message to the American people is that there's a very low incidence of death. You understand that. And we're going to come through this stronger than ever before. If you happen to get it, it's highly unlikely. It's looking like it's getting to a number that is much smaller than people originally thought in terms of the ultimate problem, which would be death.
No. You're not reading. What are you reading from?
This is what he said.
When?
This after he went after Peter Alexander,
today?
Another reporter.
Yesterday or today?
Today.
Today he said that.
My message to the American people is, number one, you've done an incredible job. There is tremendous hope. Is he talking about Hope Hicks?
Earlier
in the conference, he closed the U.S.-Mexico border to all non-essential traffic. Oh, Stephen Miller feverishly masturbating in the corner.
Yes.
It follows his earlier decision alongside Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to temporarily close the U.S.-Canada border, which is as of tonight, Friday. So if you want to escape,
right,
head north before midnight, y'all.
Yeah.
God, there was also a moment.
God, we're in the middle of a fucking movie that would be a block. This is bad. We're in we are going through something that would make a great movie for a shitty actor. Like, I'm sorry, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but this movie, you would star in this shitty movie. Would he not? Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And with, Jennifer Lopez or some shit like that. Corona 2.
Why don't you get Ben Affleck back and
fine.
Remake Gigli?
wait. okay, do not be insane. You're saying Corona is worse than Geely the movie?
I'm going to put that out there, yeah.
Oh,
it's close.
God. We're fucked. We're so fucked.
We have tweet us during the show, everybody, at Crab Diving. We love you long time.
God.
It is Faithless Friday.
Yes.
Also during this press conference, at one point, Dr. Fauci was back. We didn't see him the last couple of days. Everybody was thinking that Trump had him bound and gagged and thrown closet somewhere because he speaks truth. But Dr. Fauci, it's running, is trending because at one point, and it's a visual, so I'm not even
right.
I mean, I guess I could play the audio of it.
Play the audio because like, because the audio is why he's doing it, right?
He's standing,
says.
You know, behind Trump, and he also at various points throughout this insanity, kind of, you know, Trump said something. He got up and would absolutely contradict what Trump said about that malaria drug. Trump is like, it's, you know, don't worry about it. We got it. We got this. I've created a malaria drug. I'm sure. I'm surprised you didn't say that. But basically, he's talking about how I've fast tracked it, and you know, I've gotten this drug out there, and it seems to be 100%, and we're very excited about it. And Dr. Fauci was like, "Well, now hold the phone. We don't know how effective it is, et cetera, et cetera. And it's an antiviral. It's a treatment. It's not a preventive, and things like that. And just all kinds of things Trump said. Dr. Fauci was like, well, actually. And
okay.
But at this point, Trump is being asked a question.
Yes.
Here you go.
I'd like him to go back to the State Department, or as they call it, the Deep State Department, if you don't mind. I'd like to have him go back and do his job. So does anybody...
Now, right now, Dr. Fauci started to smirk and laugh and put his head down and put his hand over his face.
God. I think I have a fever.
In horror.
We are fucked, man. And, you know,
even behind Trump, you could see Mike Pence pull his tongue away from Trump's hole just for like a half second and look over at other people like, oh, my God, did he just say that? I want to go. He should go back to the State Department, or as I like to call it, the Deep State Department.
Oh my God, I have so.
And then he looks at Pompeo and says,
yes.
"I hope you don't mind."
Oh my God, I have some thoughts. Number one, do you think Karen Pence, wife of mother's husband, after he is done rimming Schindler, does his wife sanitize his tongue? Yes or no? I hope to protect him from the corona.
Well, she hasn't been near that
didn't
tongue
give
in
a fuck. She didn't
decades.
Give a yeah.
You
don't think they fuck?
If ever.
Gosh.
Well, they have daughters, but
right.
Their kids. I think it's daughters.
Is it true that Karen and Mike and Mitch and Elaine and Trump and Melania, do they all switch off on, you know, like federal holidays?
On hole licking?
Federal holidays. Maybe? They switch wives.
Oh, ooh, God. We have,
God. I mean, the thing is, man, Dr. Fauci's message is social distancing, right? That's number one. That's our best thing, right?
Well, that's all we got. Yes.
Yeah. And part of that is not touching your face, right? That is a big deal. When you're around a bunch of dirty shit, don't touch your face, right? Or anything.
Well, he touches his glasses. I mean, if that helps.
But the point is, that's how fucked up Donald Trump sounds. So fucked up. He made the dude from the CDC touch his face
right.
on camera. That's how crazy Trump is.
We've got let me see if there's anything else here. Dr. Fauci.
Right.
Pompeo is trending.
Yes. Oh, good. Pompeo, whenever has Pompeo ever trended for a good reason, for something positive? Could you imagine? I don't know.
This guy says Trump called the State Department the Deep State Department. Pompeo was inches away. He giggled. And when he took the podium, not 30 seconds later, he didn't defend the 70,000 people who work for him, many of them in harm's way overseas.
People have died for the State Department, for our country. That is insane. They don't care, man.
A reporter asked Mike Pompeo, does it undermine you at all when the president stands up here and attacks news outlets calling us untrustworthy? Pompeo said, somebody else have a question?
God. I mean, shit, dude. These people, you know why it doesn't bother Pompeo? Because he doesn't give a fuck. You think he gives a fuck about the State Department? I mean, does he?
No, Pompeo, no.
Okay.
He's as much of an authoritarian dickbag as Trump is.
I thought you were considering it for a second. I'm like, maybe I missed something. But no, not even when I asked you that, no consideration. That was like, no, of course not, right?
No.
Fuck no. Okay, I didn't think so. God, these people. These are horrible people.
It really is. It's just we're being run by garbage people.
Yeah, I mean, and like,
I'll bet Fauci gets yanked now after this.
No, why? No, he can't.
He reacted.
Does he not?
He reacted. He made the mistake of reacting to something Trump said. Trump's going to say, get him out of there.
When I hear, okay, Rachel Maddow has freaked my shit out over the last year many times. And this Thursday broadcast was certainly no different. And I fall asleep and it just plays in a loop all night. And it's just like I have a Rachel Maddow nightmare. And she's giving me nightmares, man.
Well, it's better than like Alex Jones or.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, she said something like, we're staring into the abyss. Staring into the abyss? What? That's bad. And describing what this country is going to go through financially is a depression. She said we are going to have a nuclear bomb level explosion of bankruptcies. That is negative. That's a negative thing. And it just sounds like we're fucked. You know, anyway, I didn't mean to. Everything's fine.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
Oh, what I was saying earlier, though, I mean, I think in where we're at is a good size because I don't think the distribution and the infrastructure will, you know, be as overtaxed. We only have 50,000-60,000 people here in this town. So, but it's big enough that there's, you know, three big hospitals or two big hospitals and a bunch of clinics and shit.
Why? You know what I would do right the fuck now? I would find one of these dipshit mega churches. Who gives a fuck? There's many to choose from. I'd find a bunch and I'd get in there with a big cannon of Lysol and just fucking nuke the shit out of that motherfucker. Clean it up. Hospital, 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 well, bam, bam, bam.
A story, it was in an adult state, of course, like Washington or something or whatever, but maybe Oregon, where they they're converting like high school football and soccer fields into mobile hospitals. So they're putting up the tents and everything and preparing for an onslaught of people, and that's where they're going to ship all the people that are ill and positive for the virus.
Now you're talking about Washington, right?
I think it was Oregon, the one I saw. I'm sure Jay Inslee is doing the same.
Jay Inslee is like the Mike Trout of this coronavirus. I know I've said that before. And God damn, you know Elizabeth Warren is not running for president, right? She dropped out, and per a lot of people on Facebook, by the way, dickheads, she is still a senator. Okay, you fucks. God, people are like, why the fuck is she saying anything? Why is she speaking up? She's in our government. Could we hire Elizabeth Warren? Maybe. I mean, I know she's busy.
She's got a gig.
What would it take for you to resign and come work for Florida? Who would want it?
We've got other headlines.
Yes, absolutely.
Here's the one about Pompeo I was talking about.
Right.
This was either yesterday or day before.
Now, he ran for office recently, right? Didn't he run?
No, no. They were trying to they think that he was circling the bowl to
for Kansas.
To run for.
Wait.
No offense, Kansas.
No offense, but he's calling your state a toilet, I think.
Well, I mean,
there's a lot of toilets.
Thoughts and prayers, apologies to Kansas.
No, no, no.
A lot of fine people in Kansas.
Yeah, but like Mississippi's a toilet, you know.
Oh, I'm thinking something else for Mississippi. I would live in Kansas in an instant over Mississippi.
You know what's sad, man? You know, if we got rid of gerrymandering, those states would get instantly better, right?
Sure. Virginia.
Yeah. Think about it. Mississippi could be Virginia.
Virginia was a red state. They got sued for not letting for gerrymandering because of race. And they had to redraw the districts with a nonpartisan committee. Yes. And the Democrats took over the state legislature and the governorship.
Oh, fuck. That's great. And it was good, right?
They're passing all kinds of really good shit in Virginia right now.
Even though some of their Democrats show up on blackface sometimes in high school yearbooks. God.
Amnesty International rebuked the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, over new comments where he bashed the International Criminal Court and threatened court staff and their family members for investigating alleged war crimes committed by the United States. Oh, this is Afghanistan.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
USA's advocacy director of Amnesty International said threats against family members and ICC staff who are seeking justice is a new low, even for this administration.
Oh, gosh.
So we're winning, everybody.
My God.
Tell us again how we're respected by the world.
Who the fuck is he threatening?
Like, Pompeo is a burst hemorrhoid of a person.
You know, it's as if all of a sudden it's such a horrible storm of shit. We have this pandemic. Let's ignore that just for a second. Pompeo and Bill Barr. Those two are wet dream picks for this fucking fascist, right? Because they are assholes.
We'll get to the insider trading shit, but people are, you know, oh, we got to lock these guys up. You think Bill Barr is going to go after those four Republican senators who were trading?
I know who he'll go after.
And in fact, there was a bunch of memes out saying, Trump saying, no, I don't think there's anything there. I looked at it and I don't think that the four Republicans did anything wrong, but we are putting together a special commission to investigate Dianne Feinstein.
Did he say that?
No, that's fake meme.
That's fake.
But,
well,
of course we would expect that.
Yes.
When Dianne Feinstein, I think she pronounces it, Dianne Feinstein, the trades that she made are not like the others.
Yeah.
Others literally traded, sold travel related stocks and bought medical equipment and biotech stocks.
Yeah.
And she sold.
Right.
Her husband.
Yes.
Sold biotech stocks at a low price.
Okay.
Before they went up. So tell us who's.
Her husband sold, and they were in a blind trust, though, right?
I guess.
Okay, because I'm going to be arguing feverishly on Facebook with rednecks later over this point, so I gotta understand this shit. I gotta read up on that. It's not similar at all, right?
Pompeo told reporters the ICC is a so-called court revealing itself to be a nakedly political body.
Bam! Jeez.
In a decision applauded by human rights advocates, the ICC earlier this month announced that a probe, which includes alleged crimes committed at CIA black sites in Poland, Lithuania, and Romania, could proceed after the court's pre-trial chamber previously stopped its advancement. The prospect of that probe bristled the Trump administration, which carried out what had previously appeared to be a successful bullying attempt to quash the investigation.
What is going on at these black sites? In Lithuania, I think that was one.
Right.
I mean, what's going on? Because all I see right now in our government is failure. I don't mean to be negative, but I honestly see that. So whatever work they're doing behind the scenes with our intelligence people, I mean, is where are the fruits of that?
As I said the last time I stood before you, we oppose any effort by the ICC to exercise Jewish jurisdiction over the U.S. personnel. We will not tolerate its inappropriate and unjust attempts to investigate or prosecute Americans. It has recently come to my attention that the chief de cabinet to the press prosecutor, Sam Shoamanesh, and the head of jurisdiction complementarily and cooperative division, oh my God, Pakiso... Mochochoko. M-O-C-H-O-C-H-O-K-O. Mochochoko. What a great name.
You are in the midst of a lot of things that are difficult to read out loud.
Are helping drive ICC prosecutor Fatuo Bensouada.
Come on!
His efforts to use this court to investigate Americans. So they're saying that some of the, he's saying some of these people just have a hard on for America.
Yeah.
I'm examining this information now, considering what the United States' next step ought to be with respect to these individuals and all those putting Americans at risk. We want to identify those responsible for this partisan investigation and their family members who may want to travel to the United States or engage in activity that's inconsistent with making sure we protect Americans.
Boy, jeez. That's what our State Department guy said. Secretary of State.
Amnesty International says, instead of pursuing torturers, the U.S. is condemning investigators and even their families.
Dude, you know, I'm this naive little cunt, and I sit here and think, you know, as soon as we get the country back, everything will snap back into shape. Everybody will like us again. It should be okay. You know.
Good luck.
I don't know.
Should they trust that we're not going to have 8 years of a great liberal president and then the knuckle draggers are going to somehow vote in another goose-stepping lunatic fascist?
If you're in NATO, how do you trust that America isn't under the control of Russia or just like, you know, Russia. Under the influence of a bad actor all the time? I mean, how can you... And as long as the Republican Party exists, how the fuck do you even deal with us, even if they aren't in power? It's like a sword of Damocles.
Lacking the political will to investigate crimes and prosecute those responsible has impeded the ICC's vital work, and Secretary Pompeo's remarks only exacerbate this. The world over now have a clear message from the United States. They too may demand impunity when their nationals are accused of the gravest of crimes.
God damn.
This is Trumpism. We can commit crimes all we want. Fuck you.
Yeah.
We don't answer to anybody because we have the biggest dick and biggest missiles on the planet. So we can be war criminals. Fuck you.
You know, two things. Number one, the intern is
destroying a toy.
That is supposed to be an indestructible toy.
Not indestructible.
The squid, right?
I think it's a Kong, but it's, you know, it's been around for a while.
The dog is strong. And number two, I'm seeing so many like articles and columns where I see the term, failed state referring to us.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's great, isn't it? Isn't that great?
Jeez. Cool. So Pompeo, just another scumbag Republican thug.
Yeah.
Vermin.
Why do this? Like, what is it? What the fuck was going on at that black site anyway?
They're talking about torture.
But for what? I mean, like, what missions are going on? I mean, what is happening?
You know, probably trying to figure out what's terrorism. We're going after terrorism. Right.
Probably everything is about making sure Donald Trump gets reelected. That's their deal, right? That's all they give a fuck about.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. It is Faithless Friday.
Thanks for listening.
Sorry, I'm a little discombobulated.
No. I just want to say
I'm migraining.
Oh, that sucks, man. That fucking sucks. I want to say that I hope that we are able to recognize the song Cardi B. How's that out there for? Have you seen the Cardi B Corona song?
Yeah.
That's a good one. I mean, it's just the DJ guy does it. But she's donating all royalties or whatever to fight this fucking thing. So thank you, Cardi. We appreciate that. You know?
Thanks, Cardi.
Right.
We've got it being Faithless Friday.
Yay.
I've got some Faithless-y Friday-y stuff. And
so you know, what it seems like is all this Jesus shit with Corona is about Jesus people telling their flock to pray Corona away.
I mean, the vast majority are not. The main churches, you know, I hate to defend religion, but the main churches, you know, the Catholics, the Southern Baptists, the Methodists, the Lutherans, the main ones seem to be saying, okay, we're going to wrap things up for a while. But
yeah,
not these mega churches and these prosperity pastor, evil snake oil dick dribblers.
You know, I think it's like these people think social distancing and staying home is like, it's not manly enough or something. There's no, they feel like there's no machismo in it. Like you're
towering. that's their spin. They just want to keep the income flow coming.
Oh yeah.
We played Copeland yesterday saying literally, even if you lose your job because of this, you don't stop tithing.
How much money does this guy need? Really? I mean, he's
private
set,
jets
right?
Cost a lot, man.
I mean, and also, how old is he? He's in his 70s.
82.
Dude, why are you still piling up the cash? When you die, you're going to turn into fucking sod, or you're going to be mulch. You can't spend any of that, you stupid fuck.
Jesus is your source. Whatever you do right now, don't you stop tithing. Don't you stop sowing offerings. Well, they won't let us go to church. Well, email it in there, text and give or something, but you get your tithe in that church. If you have to go take it down there and drop it off and unstick it under the door or something. Right.
That guy agreed
right.
with
Oh, him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
What? Hey, Kenneth, why not give out a Venmo, you old fuck? Or have like your Cash App ready or something like that. Email. How do I email it to you, you fuck? Email it to me.
He doesn't know what's going on. Doesn't care.
I mean, it's money. You'd think he'd...
as long as it's incoming.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He doesn't care how.
Send me your Bitcoin.
Even this weekend, Rodney Howard Brown is having a revival.
Yay! Which one is he?
He's the one from South Africa that said, we're not... this guy.
But just turn around and greet 2 or 3 people. Tell them you love him. Jesus loves him.
He's instructing the hundreds and hundreds of stupid white people in his in his flock to turn to their neighbors and hug them and shake hands in defiance.
Oh God. It's just,
Well, I know they don't want us to do this, but just turn around and greet 2 or 3 people. Tell them you love them. Jesus loves them. Amen.
There are some people of color, by the way, in this audience. Shame on all of them.
Listen, this has to be the safest place. I said this has to be the safest place. If you cannot be safe in church, you're in serious trouble. We are not stopping anything. I got news for you. This church will never close. The only time the church is closed is when the rapture's taking place. This Bible school is open because we're raising up revivalists, not pansies.
We're raising up revivalists, not pansies.
You know, it makes me sad. If this was a movie, he and Deed would be played by Rip Torn, and I'm so sad Rip Torn is dead.
Oh, R.I.P. Rip Torn.
Fucking sucks, man. He was great. Can't you see Rip Torn playing this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Penzies. What a fucking asshole.
And we have the healthy seeds.
Medicinal.
Oh, okay. You don't want to hear Lori?
I do. I do, but like, it's just what he's saying. When he says it, just when he says they don't want us to do that, they don't want us to hug. They is the CDC.
Okay. Scientists, right. and medical professionals.
Okay. I just wanted to say that. That's who they is in this instance. They.
Insane people.
They. Oh, yeah.
Jim Baker has been rebuked about his colloidal silver claims.
Yay.
Stop selling them.
Okay.
But now they're also running disclaimers.
Right.
On the screen, whenever they put anything up that has any bullshit claim.
Right.
But here they're talking about. Well, here you go. Listen.
Okay.
And we have the healthy seeds. The
medicinal.
From right here you have borage in there, as well as cayenne, echinacea, hyssop, lovage, calendula, dandelion. Fenugreek.
What is this? It's seeds.
This is medicinal seeds. It's. I guess you can grow your own tea.
Okay.
But it says medicinal
seeds, right?
As well as cayenne, echinacea, hyssop, lovage, calendula, dandelion,
calendula,
fenugreek, lemon balm, and yarrow.
Oh, wow!
Fenugreek's great.
Oh, you're Mr. Lori.
Oh, God, go back. I ruined it. But yarrow, he's like, yarrow and lemon balm.
Fenugreek, lemon balm, and yarrow.
Fenugreek's great for your for diabetes or for a high blood sugar or things like that.
So that's really good for this is make your own medicine.
Good. That's awesome. Those are medicinal herbs. Plant. Sure.
That's what they are.
And so that.
It's what they are.
Seeds. Is this is another end of the world thing, right? Your seeds. Because I have a friend on Facebook who recently suggested that he was in season instead of toilet paper, my ass is stocking up on ammo and seeds.
Oh boy.
Okay, good.
That's awesome. Those are medicinal herbs. Plant. Sure.
That's what they are.
And so that is for a gift of $99 for that both sets there.
God, that's what they are.
It says seeds to grow and store is one of the one of the seed mixes.
You know,
$99 legacy heirloom seed offer.
Oh yeah, that's a great deal. You know, it just struck me that, you know,
bonus basil and dill seeds.
Oh, I get a bonus dill seed.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys are too much. You know, it strikes me that this evangelical scene is very pilled up, and there's lots of drugs. All these guys. We are listening to old white people on Xanax, barely talking to each other. That's what this.
Well, old white frauds.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to fleece people for a living.
Here's a
different section.
I love this.
Mary Colbert, who's one of the guests here.
Vinegar.
They're talking about COVID-19.
It points out to what the scriptures teach us about the clean and the unclean food. Mm-hmm. There is food that is prohibited in the Old Testament from eating, and God had a reason for it, because they carry bacteria, they carry viruses, they carry things that your body cannot absorb. Well, in China, they're eating bats and snakes. These are all part.
I can't imagine eating a bat, though.
Things that your body cannot absorb. Well, in China, they're eating bats and snakes.
Ooh.
These are all part of the unclean
animal. And they'll eat them raw many times.
Mm-hmm. Many times. I eat it in sushi. It points out.
So these Chinese people eat these raw snakes.
Well, and at Hemant Mehta, who is, I believe he's the friendly atheist.
Yes.
He began his career famously by auctioning off his soul on eBay.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's great.
I think that was his first book, like, I sold my soul on eBay or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which doesn't exist. He's an atheist.
Yes, yes.
So he was trying to fleece people.
Did he steal that from The Simpsons? Because Milhouse, I believe, had to sell his soul to Bart. On one episode.
He's been around a while, okay. So they might have gotten it from him.
Right.
He points out that the same chapter in the Bible calls pork unclean, so anyone eating pork. And
yeah,
later in that New Testament,
yes,
which they seem to forget conveniently
shit.
About whenever they need to.
Right.
Like whenever that Jesus guy tells them to be decent people. They seem to forget that one.
Where is the homophobic shit? Is that in the New Testament?
No.
Or the Old Testament?
There's not a syllable uttered
okay.
in the New Testament all regarding right. homosexuality.
Okay.
Well, although they claim there is, because Jesus said something about, you know, when a man marries a woman.
Jesus.
It wasn't, he didn't say when a man and only a man marries a woman and only a woman. He just said, you know, when a guy gets married and stuff
right,
like that.
Right.
I mean, that was the culture at the time, fucks.
Yeah, and you stupid fucks. I mean, the Bible has been translated many times, and it's not.
Right, and transcribed by monks. Who would transcribe word for word,
yes.
translate things differently.
Yes.
Different. The monk next to you might
right.
translate something differently. And then you got two different types
oh,
of
yeah.
the Bible going around.
And then after they're done translating, they go grab an altar boy and rape him.
Ah, but now the Lord directed their hands.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, God.
But Jesus Jesus 69
yes.
said, he said, that's all bullshit. All foods are nothing's unclean. Don't worry
right.
about it.
So wait,
literally, all food's clean.
I thought pork was mentioned because you got to remind people to cook pork.
Trichinosis. All
know.
Of the foods that were unclean from a lot of these religions are based on because stupid people didn't know
yes.
what bacteria were
right,
and what
right.
nasty buggies were and
yes.
things that you had to do. So they would say, hey, wow, people are dying after they ate some pork
oh,
that wasn't cooked enough.
Let's
declare it unclean.
It's kind of like people that hang out for spring break after there's a pandemic outbreak. They don't understand germs and shit, I guess.
Oh, my God. Faithless Friday.
Do you see any of the clips of those kids at spring break? Just,
oh, sure.
Oh, my God, dude. Just talk. It's like you got to live your life.
We played one yesterday, I believe.
Oh,
a bunch
yeah.
of them.
God, guys. I mean, aren't some of these people taking the SAT?
Oh, not the box. Oh, well.
What happened? Got it. Shit, that's an indestructible fucking Kong toy.
Yep, she got it.
Damn.
She's ripping stuffing out of its head
Boy,
right
I
now.
I tell you what. My brother said we're on an infection surge or something like that, or whatever that means. We're on a surge.
Well, I mean, it's going up exponentially, so,
right.
yeah.
Shit, man.
I'm just seeing if there's any other,
I'm just hearing the dog rip this dog. Let me tell you something. If you listen to this show and you have I will throw a challenge out there and you make dog toys and that's your living, you send us a dog toy that you think this dog can't destroy. I guarantee you this dog will rip your dog toy a new asshole, whatever. Mail us stuff you
and
think.
Nothing like, you know, like hard bones or anything,
no,
I mean, obviously,
no.
but I mean like
we
any
need
kind of soft plush
right.
toy or whatever,
right.
squeaky toy.
Anything. That's actually a great
and
line
she doesn't
of
like rubber.
Send us something that you want the dog to rip up and we'll film
I'm
it.
I'm not begging people for stuff.
No, no.
That's not what we do.
But people would like that though. That's actually a thing they might like.
We've got, okay, well, here you go. This will make you feel better. Here is another one of these frauds, Perry Stone.
Yes.
We want to God, I feel the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Praise God. The Lord is going to honor our prayers. And let me say from the beginning of being a Bible student, with 170,000 hours of study, Hebrew words, Greek words, Jewish history, Israel history.
Wait, you are not a pilot, you fuck. It's not like you're a pilot. I have 170,000 hours of study and bullshit.
Well, what does that mean?
Yeah. And I just want to thank God that.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. It means I don't know, actually. I want to thank Jeebus that Inya found her way out of, you know, into music and was able to make her own music and have albums and shit rather than being stuck playing weird keyboard shit behind these lunatics. Because, you know, God, I just feel like some of these musicians are probably amazing, but their life is underscoring these fucking dickbags.
Here's a little bit more of this guy. He's feeling the Holy Spirit.
Crazy. Being a Bible student with 170,000 hours of study, Hebrew words, Greek words, Jewish history, Israel history, parallels of history, prophetic parallels, that if this were just a man-made virus, and they've called it an evolutionary virus, or it doesn't matter what it is, if it were just a normal thing, then if we pray and repent, it would immediately be stopped if it was a normal thing.
Okay.
Now, if it is a permitted thing,
what?
Meaning the hand of the Lord came off the country for the abominations, and you got to read the Bible, guys.
You know, this is like God's pissed about all the butt fucking and stuff.
There must have been. Wow. How much butt fucking equals coronavirus? I mean, he's suggesting it's transactional. And just one thing, I'm sorry. Do not picture this guy is not in the middle of a cathedral. I think he's in shorts, in a blue shirt, khakis or something like that. And there's lattice work behind him. And the music is canned. It's not like there's an orchestra. I thought this guy was on an amazing stage.
Oh, there might be somebody with a synth, I think, but.
Oh, really?
Now, if it is a permitted thing, meaning the hand of the Lord came off the country for the abominations, and you got to read the Bible, guys, to understand this, it won't make sense, then there's nothing we can do except pray and ask God to help us repent, and we're talking about national repentance as well, and turn to God for help, and then watch him begin to work.
So now he's going to claim... We prayed and asked God for help, and now look, all the corona is starting to go away, like in a month. That's because that's how Christians roll. They're like, I prayed that the sun will come up tomorrow. Right, look, the Lord hath provided.
Yeah, you know, I want to do an interview with you, and I want to interview you about your thought process on squirts, because some people, you know, your squirts are right on, but I want to understand why. Why this guy gets the burst? You know, he got like squirt.
I don't know. I just go. I let the Holy Spirit take me over.
Oh, okay.
To press the squirt button.
Right. That's right. I didn't think about that. That's God doing that.
Yes.
Okay.
We have another one of these guys. It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Here's some advice.
This dog looks like a maniac right now, killing this fox. I mean, holy shit.
There's stuffing all over the place. Here we go. This is right-wing pastor E.W. Jackson interviewing religious right activist Dr. Steve Hoetz.
Hoetz.
On the Awakening radio program.
Oh, shit, Pat.
He wanted his audience, E.W. Jackson's a nutball. He wanted his audience to hear from a medical professional who, quote, also has a Christian worldview.
Ooh.
This guy is a longtime radical anti-LGBTQ activist from Texas.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
You want a strong immune system. You want your immune system, when it sees a virus or bacteria coming in, you want it to be on the attack. You want it to attack it. You want your immune system healthy and strong. You don't want to be on the defensive and go, oh, my gosh, I can't talk or touch anybody. Look, I shake every hand I can. I want my immune system to be challenged.
If he's a medical professional, he needs to have his credentials revoked immediately, because it's called a novel virus for a reason.
Why is it called that?
That it's new, and we haven't been exposed to it before. Therefore, our immune system can't react to it adequately.
Okay.
Hence, people dying.
Yes, but what about standing up? What about stand your ground?
Be challenged every day, so it builds strong health. We've all been exposed to viruses and bacteria since the day we were born, for crying out loud, in a bucket. Trillions of them every day. And we survive because why? God gave us an immune system. We've got to keep it healthy, Bishop.
Bishop. Bishop. Is he talking to the guy from Aliens?
Yeah, who knows?
The android. You know,
am I crazy or are they crazy?
You are, dude.
And actually, the people that listen to you are even crazier.
Where did he go to medical school?
You know, could I be right at Harvard and all these CDC guys be wrong?
Yeah. No.
Could I be right at Harvard?
And no, could I be right and all these Harvard and CDC guys are wrong?
If bizarro world, if we
guys be wrong, because guess what? They don't talk. They're all conventional. They don't talk about how you can keep yourself from getting sick. What they're talking about, oh, we got a new drug, oh, chloroquine. Well, it's not a new drug. We could use chloroquine, which is fine. If you had the
part of not getting sick is not shaking hands and not hugging and not all that stuff, which earlier he poo-pooed.
You know,
so they are telling us to do those things to prevent getting sick.
Right. You know, that we're just in a rough spot because, you know, there's political discourse where you I'm making a dumb point where you disagree with people, you know, where it's, you know, this you're talking about people dying. People's understanding of this is could kill us. You dumb fucking buckheads. You dumb fucking buckheads. And don't let your dogs ride in the back of your pickup truck. Oh, my God. You fucking rednecks. It's dangerous, right?
Did somebody just drive by with a show? Who brought that up?
Unaccompanied in the back of a fucking truck. I don't like that.
Coronavirus. I'm sorry, the coronavirus. Fine. Get some chloroquine and take it. That's all fine. But why don't you just not get it? Why don't you just stay healthy?
Wow. You know, this is like the guy that says, oh, you're an actor? Have you ever thought about a sitcom?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
God, dickhead.
You should do movies. Oh, thanks. I never thought of that.
How about this? Just don't get the corona.
Why don't you just stay healthy? You know, what about claiming the verse, let no evil befall me, nor any plague enter my tent? Psalm 91, right?
Amen.
Hit your angels around us to guard us and protect us, to keep us from slamming our foot against a rock. Let us tread upon the lion and the cobra.
I'm done with this guy.
Upon the lion and the cobra? Is that what he said?
That's probably the line that they talk about the snake handlers.
You know, dude, I'm sorry. We're here. And I'm going to say this. We are here. We're in quarantine. Whatever this is. It's Pandemicville, USA. Everything's fucked. It's time. We don't have. Listen, fuck your religion. Go fuck yourself. Honestly, go fuck yourself. Fuck your Jesus and all that shit. Pray your dick off. It's not going to do anything. Please. We tried to tolerate your science fiction. Your fiction, I'm sorry. For a long time, but now here we are. Here we are, fuck faces. Fuck. Is Faithless Friday today or tomorrow? Is it today?
Today's Friday.
Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah. Fuck off.
We have a little bit more here.
Jesus Christ, man.
Of these religious right assholes who, you know, in the Pat dictatorship would be rounded up. Their fears would be realized because right now they're killing people.
In my dictatorship too.
Yeah. Rodney Howard cunt face, whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah.
That's like, we're not Rodney Howard Brown, holding, stuff this weekend.
Yes.
And saying, fuck you. What's his face? Copeland saying, you better still send us money, even if you lose your,
God,
if you lose your, jobs.
You know, who's making people feel better in like, Stephen Colbert. And Jimmy Kimmel, like all their little videos. You've been watching their videos. I mean, God, it's like I wish Jimmy Kimmel was president. Don't you? I think he would at least be interested because,
I wish Jimmy Walker was president over who? JJ
Walker.
Yeah,
Dynamite. Fuck yes. That's who you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Here is Rick Wiles.
Okay.
You came across a video that actually showed the moment.
This is his I've already forgotten his cohort's name, but this is the guy that sits next to
Rick Wild's little second banana bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You came across a video that actually showed the moment
the police showed up and the ordered
sheriff. The sheriff in New York City showed up.
The sheriff of New York City.
Yes. And actually surrounded the building and ordered people to
disperse.
I want you to
I think this might have to do with the church service that they're upset about.
Right. Oh,
they actually surrounded the building and ordered people to
disperse.
I want you to wrap your head around this, okay? The police surrounded the headquarters of Chabad Lubavitch.
Right.
And shut it down. Don't tell me God doesn't answer.
Oh, he's happy about this. I misspoke. This is a it was a Chabad Lubavitch are Orthodox Hasidic Jews.
Yes.
So they must have had a gathering.
Okay.
So he's way okay with them being shut down.
Right, right, because they're
Jews.
They're Jews. Okay. He doesn't like that.
And ordered people to
disperse.
I want you to wrap your head around this, okay? The police surrounded the headquarters of Chabad Lubavitch.
Right.
And shut it down. Don't tell me God doesn't answer prayers.
Oh my gosh. But wait. I don't know the Jewish sect of which they speak or whatever the fuck it is. Don't they worship God?
They're crazy. They're Orthodox Hasidic Jews. Those are the ones who won't sit next to women on airlines and shit like that.
Please, all you assholes, stop being fuckheads. God. Well, hey, that's social distancing at least, right? God, these religious guys. I mean, Jesus Christ. No pun intended.
We've got. God, I don't know if I want to listen to this guy. This is Chris McDonald.
Oh yeah. Well, he you know
on the McFiles, but this is not his usual guest, who is firefighter prophet Mark Taylor.
Mark Taylor, hey, Chris died and went to heaven, and Lord sent me back, and now I'm making all kinds of money writing books to stupid people.
Right. I mean, I think the right wing nut job awards for best newcomer, Mark Taylor, the fireman prophet, I would say would be in first place if it weren't for you know who. Out of nowhere, this guy, and he's gangbusters every time we play him, and you know who I'm talking about. Come on.
Dilly?
Oh, yeah, Dilly.
There's Dilly. I've got some Dilly news.
I would put Connolly's in there, but I'm sorry, guys. Brendan Dilly is just teabagging you fuckers.
We've got a... this is Chris McDonald on the McFiles. Chris McDonald, one of my favorite quotes of his is like, look, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But I think Hillary Clinton invented this virus and is using it to kill people.
Oh, my God.
Here he is with prophetess Amanda Grace from the Ark of Grace Ministries.
Oh, shit, yes.
She's in her rec room or something.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of Jesus shit hanging on the walls.
Hell yes.
Here's what she says about coronavirus.
Corona.
For such a time as this is why President Trump has been raised up into this position, because it is needed. This type of leadership is needed, okay? He may have not been wanted by a lot of the nation, but he is needed for this time, for this hour. This is the reason he has gone through everything he has gone through in his life.
I mean, man, you know... Is she talking
it's
to
not
that
a cult at all?
No, is she talking to that other dude? Right,
that's Chris McDonald.
Okay, his shit is totally wacko. His background—it's like the American flag, and then it blends into a bunch of like angel bullshit, and it's scales of justice or something.
Sure.
What is he about?
It all intersects at this point, right now. It is truly for such a time as this. And the Lord wasted nothing, and every experience that man had prepared him to do this work.
God.
That is in this hour crucial. There is a spiritual component to it, and it takes a brilliant mind to attempt to orchestrate all of this.
Damn.
She's talking about Trump's brilliant mind.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm listening to this little rant of hers, and I couldn't help but think of that Eminem thing when he's having that rap battle. If you had one moment, or whatever, however that goes, you know what I'm talking about?
Which?
From 8 Mile, the movie 8 Mile.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Real,
he's getting ready to have that rap battle. That's what she's...
I heard an Eminem song while I was showering. He was, it's the...
The diss album?
I Am. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Where God, he's like, so good. He's upset because he's upset at having to deal with a bunch of white assholes who call him I apologize for saying this word, wigger. But he says it in his rap.
Right.
He said they call him that.
Yeah. But why? What's
because,
the point?
And, well, he says, because I talk with an accent and I grab my balls on stage.
Yeah. I mean, and also, I mean, he's entertaining. I mean, you know, he said some homophobic shit in the past. It wasn't great, but, you know, I don't know. He didn't do that anymore, right?
I saw him in Vegas. Great concert.
He evolved. Didn't he evolve?
He was overshadowed by one of his opening acts, though, in my humble.
Ludacris?
Ludacris was
shit.
Fucking amazing.
Dude, that
scene. I mean, if you're at an all-day hip-hop event, you're probably high as fuck.
Dude.
Even just from being in the room, but you know, you may be partaking on your own also.
You need to do
and Ludacris with those giant puppets and shit that he had and all that
puppets?
Stuff was an amazing, amazing show.
Wow. I'm thinking about getting into the whole puppet thing, you know. You know, I want to say that moment that you just described, that concert, that is a pre-corona moment. And you have to hold on to that, right? That's a bunch of people in a room together listening to a concert.
Well, that'll happen again. Maybe a minute, but it'll happen again.
I mean, that's a...
My faith is in science, that every country in the world that has decent leadership is attacking this scientifically.
And we're hoping that those countries will help our country out.
I hope.
Please, guys. I didn't vote for this dude.
Here's this asshole.
From the day that he was inaugurated till tonight, he's changed. I've seen him change. I've seen this man evolve into this president, this giant, and somebody that, again, he may not get everything right, but he's trying so hard to listen to God and let God rule through him on this nation. I mean, and you look, we've never had a president going all the way back to George Washington. You can look, even the early presidents were not as sensitive to God as this one is.
Oh, brother.
You know,
he is so fucking stupid.
Jesus Christ.
He's not even, you know, at least I guess I can understand tiny, tiny bit.
Yes.
When these assholes say, well, you know, he's imperfect.
Right.
But he's doing what we want.
You know,
that there's a little bit of recognition that he's a shithead. But these people like this who are like, he's more sensitive to God than anyone in the history.
Well, I mean, okay.
It's a fucking cult. These are the people that would have literally drank the Kool-Aid at Jonestown and been like, okay, if Trump said, hey, listen, the rapture's coming. Jesus, tell me you got to kill yourselves. They'd all be killing themselves.
Yeah. I mean, do you think Trump was being sensitive to God? I know it's an alleged thing that, you know, he followed the woman into the dressing room that he ran into that he knew and he raped her. Was he being sensitive to God at that point? I'm just wondering. Sensitive to God. That's crazy, man. That's a fucked up way to sensitive to God. He's not, he didn't give a sensitive to God, meaning like Trump gives a fuck about God. That's what he's trying to say. What do we know on this show? Trump doesn't give a fuck about anything but Ivanka, Happy Meals, raping and golfing. What else?
I think you've touched the highlights. The N-word. I'm discombobulating.
Yeah. Well, listen, man.
Feeling a little pukey.
Shit, man.
From the headache, not from, I don't have the corona. I mean, I might have. I don't know.
Well, you know what your migraines feel like.
I've had them all my whole life. Yeah, so this is definitely a migraine.
Right.
I've got. Well, let's talk about these assholes. We've got.
Yay.
Four senators dumped millions of dollars worth of stocks.
Yes.
And I believe, the Georgia Kelly Loeffler,
right?
She's the one that was appointed by Kemp, the vote stealer.
Oh, right. He stole the election from Stacey Abrams and then appointed one of his dickbag friends to a spot in the legislature.
Four senators dumped millions of dollars worth of stock while Capitol Hill was being briefed on the threat of the coronavirus. But before markets tanked as infections soared.
Yes.
Republicans Richard Burr, Kelly Loeffler, James Inhofe. Well, they're saying Democrat Dianne Feinstein, but we know.
But what she did was different.
And Ron Johnson. Now, if Dianne Feinstein did, lock her up. That's the difference between us and you scumbag Republicans.
Yes.
But I don't necessarily think that her situation is the same. From what I've seen, her husband's blind trust or something like that.
Yes.
Sold biotech stocks during this period, which is the opposite of what these other assholes did.
Why?
By selling travel related stocks and buying biotech and medical supply stocks.
Explain to me why that would be advantageous. Why?
Because
nobody's going to go on vacation.
Everything went down, and then what's going to come back up? But biotech.
Okay. I understand. But Dianne Feinstein did the opposite of that.
Loeffler dumped up to $3.1 million in investments starting on the day the Senate Health Committee, upon which she sits, was briefed by the CDC.
Everybody's getting paid. God.
Loeffler and Feinstein have said their stocks are invested in trusts and portfolios that they have no personal control over.
Yes.
So, you know, there we go. And again, what are the odds that the William Barr Justice Department will even sniff in that direction?
Feinstein.
0.0.
Dianne Feinstein, I guarantee you. Why not?
I mean, that would be...
Trump can run on that.
That would be cartoonish. Well, insanity, you know, if they overlook all these others and only go after Feinstein.
And the other thing about her deal was that she wasn't in the briefing that these guys were in or something like that. She wasn't privy to the same information about Corona, I thought.
Corona.
Did you see that, or am I insane?
I believe that you're correct, yes.
Okay, thank you. Hear that, Shelby? Massacre over there.
Just as a reminder, from CPAC a couple of weeks ago, almost 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
Here is White House top economic advisor, Fox TV's Larry Kudlow.
Oh, yes.
Talking about, this is a month ago.
Okay.
The virus is not going to sink the American economy.
It's like, you know what? He got it all right, except one word.
Not.
Yeah.
The virus is not going to sink the American economy. What is or could sink the American economy?
God.
Is the socialism coming from our friends on the other side of the aisle?
There you go.
But now guess what?
As they're talking about, they're arguing over how much of a check to cut for everybody, which would be under the socialism category.
I think it would, Pat. I think it would. I mean, we are going to get some socialism shoved down our fucking throats, right?
Yeah.
I mean, or else what? What do they want? God.
We've got that was Larry Kudlow.
Yes.
There's
extremely busy. So yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make you listen to Trump for a half second.
Will, are we going to look forward to Tucker Carlson being on the cabinet at some point during the second term of Donald Trump?
Tucker is inexplicably on the good side of some of this stuff. He's demanding that Burr and these other senators resign.
He must have lost stock. He must have lost money in the stock market recently and is pissed that they were able to make money. There must be something going on. I mean, because the other thing would be he's on the right side of something, and I don't know.
Here's Tucker.
Okay.
She may have seen the news.
She
may have seen the news reports this afternoon. The chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee sold more than $1 million in stock in mid-February after learning how devastating the Chinese coronavirus could be. He had inside information about what could happen to our country, which is now happening, but he didn't warn the public. He didn't give a primetime address. He didn't go on television to sound the alarm. He didn't even disavow an op-ed he'd written just 10 days before claiming was America was, quote, better prepared than ever for coronavirus. He didn't do any of those things. Instead, what did he do? He dumped his shares in hotel stocks so he wouldn't lose money. And then he stayed silent. Now, maybe there's an honest explanation for what he did. If there is, he should share it with the rest of us immediately. Otherwise, he must resign from the Senate and face prosecution for insider trading.
Fuck.
AOC retweeted that clip,
yeah,
with two giant surprised googly eyes emoji.
Right.
Ilhan Omar retweeted it, tweeted, I am 100% with him on this. And then the, oh my God, terrified emoji.
Yeah, we're
agreeing with Tucker Carlson. Holy shit.
Guys, there is an angle here. And you know, you mentioned AOC. If there's any right-wing nut jobs listening, can you please, 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 please stop saying, like, Democrats want free stuff, and then that weird, where AOC's face looks weird or whatever, please stop doing that. Just stop it.
Oh, are you kidding? They love her.
Can't stand that,
they
though.
They love her.
AOC is great.
They're terrified by her.
Do you like AOC?
Yeah.
Love her. Come on.
But they're terrified.
God.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
It's the Green New Deal.
Body. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon if you want to support the show. Buy shit through our Amazon link.
That's right, Pat. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. Thank you, Jeff Bezos.
Oh my God. Dennis Miller is trending.
Oh God. What the fuck did he say?
Because of a tweet.
Uh oh.
That is typical Dennis Miller.
Yes.
The Young Jedi beat team, that is the White House press corps, have now been Groupon comp lifted back to their real jobs, being overly astounded by new tailgate kick plates in unctuous Chevy truck commercials.
What? Unctuous?
I don't even know what that means.
Dennis. God damn. I don't know.
This person, boomer.exe, has encountered an error and needs to close.
Yeah. God, you suck, dude. Used to be awesome. You suck. What is
he doing? He was mildly amusing at a time.
I thought it was good, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's opening for Bill. Didn't he do a tour?
Dildo Riley.
God.
Who, like yesterday or 2 days ago, tweeted basically this is all still a hoax or something like that.
Great, from
his basement.
I mean, you know, Dennis Miller should be having an amazing career as a comic, doing cool rooms and great venues and stuff. Instead, he's like
God,
he's an asshole.
And then whining, these asshole right wing nut job comics are whining that nobody wants to come see them. Well,
because you're stuck.
Nobody
in the
90s. Wants to come see you.
No one likes you. You're a fuckhead.
And you're no longer funny because all you're doing is hateful, dumb, hateful jokes that aren't funny.
Yeah, and it's not like you're not relevant or something, you know?
Well, we do this every goddamn weekday, everybody.
Yes,
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific,
true.
Live, 5 to 7 right. Eastern. Then we're on your favorite podcasting, Aplicaciones.
Ooh, wee.
I never did the Drudge Report. Let's see what over the Drudge. I think it's all.
Do they believe in Corona at the Judge?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The Illinois governor announced a shelter in place order.
Oh, shit.
California's on lockdown.
Yes.
Cuomo ordered a state lockdown in New York.
Hey, Cuomo, do you think you could look after another state? I mean, you're already doing one state. It would just be like doing another state. It's like cat owners. You get one cat, you just get another cat.
Even some conservatives are giving kudos to Cuomo for how he's handling things. But then they're turning around and flinging globs of shit at de Blasio, who's apparently doing just the opposite.
Wait, yeah, because de Blasio was trying to resist the shelter in place, right?
Mayor of New York, yeah.
Yeah. Why, though? I mean, what choice do you have?
De Blasio dragged a half dozen aides and members of his New York PD security detail to his Brooklyn YMCA on Monday morning. Amidst the coronavirus outbreak, fellow fitness enthusiasts were coughing and sneezing, and a mentally ill person who was walking around touching the equipment.
Oh, God.
It's crazy. He made his staff and detail come with him to the gym to expose them in that like that. This is the New York Post, which is a Rupert Murdoch joint, right, FYI. Right. Senior aides are growing frustrated, saying the mayor is dithering instead of making decisions, micromanaging instead of leading.
Oh, my God.
Insisting he knows best instead of listening to others. Shit, this guy says, thank God for Cuomo.
Yeah.
Is a common refrain among mayor's staff.
I would be like, I would take that Faust, dude, and I would corner him and say, listen, you tell me what the fuck you need to kick this thing's fucking ass, and I will get that. And you don't sleep or whatever. I mean, God, Trump. You know, I was listening to something on NPR and, oh, God, and Trump is described as being uninterested in the corona.
Yeah, did you see there's a video of him, I think it was from yesterday or the day before, from one of these meetings, and he, you got to see it, I'll try to describe it, but he's got his arms crossed in that,
that the G4 thing.
The angry, petulant little toddler not getting his way thing, and he's listening. It's the audio, you can't hear who's speaking, it's the cameras on Trump while an expert is talking, and Trump's rolling his eyes, he's looking around, he starts dozing, it looks like he starts closing his eyes a couple of times, and it looks like a four-year-old being forced to sit through church.
Jeez. You know, it's strange, dude, because I can't stop reading shit about, I have to make myself stop reading this and focus on the free the butthole cut thing. You know, I'm interested and I'm not president or anything like that. You would think Obama would be engaged.
Yes. Yes.
It's just sucks. It's insane.
Ugh. Thanks, Republicans.
Fucking yeah. Good motherfucking job. Good motherfucking job. And to the fuckheads that are suggesting Elizabeth Warren is un-American because she suggested diverting funding from the bullshit wall to fight corona, go fuck yourself.
As of this moment, the United States has 18,876 cases with 237 deaths. 147 people have recovered that we know about.
Okay. Are you reading that chart that kid made? That 18-year-old.
No. Oh, I know. Yeah, that's, I don't know, cool. If that's it.
That's amazing that guy did that.
New York has the most. Washington State, California, then New Jersey, Illinois, Michigan, Florida.
Okay, but we're not.
Florida has 509 active cases with 11 deaths. So
okay,
far.
I will say this: Rachel Maddow last night, her terrifying show, singled out the worst states, and we were not included. We were not included.
Give it time.
And we just closed the beaches. Wait, we haven't though. We haven't really closed the beaches, have we?
I don't know that they've officially closed the beaches. I think they're asking people to social distance at the beaches if you go, but
you just can't. You can't get people to do anything because it's like they're saying freedom. You know, it's your freedom, and you know.
The Mike Bloomberg has revealed that he spent almost $1 billion on his failed presidential bid.
Hey, dickhead, why don't you go find some ventilators?
Well, he is. No, he
okay,
is.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He was on television the other day talking about how he's swinging his money around to help make this better.
Hell yes.
Which he should have done from the beginning.
Dude.
Stay out of the contest.
This is so fucked up that we are in our first week and there are people... The hospital in Boston on YouTube put out like a how to sew medical masks. So you could sew your own medical mask and mail them to the motherfucking hospital.
What? Yeah, I saw that. They're asking people to use their sewing machines and stuff.
You know how to sew. You were in the costume shop in college. You told me this.
Yes.
So, okay.
We don't have a sewing machine.
No.
And I ain't going to Betsy Ross it. It'll take a long time.
Yeah.
Let's see. Coronavirus in Italy.
Corona.
Went up 627 in 24 hours. The largest daily rise.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
It's just all coronavirus all the time. I don't know. I don't know what to share.
Well,
viewers are horrified after Trump repeatedly undercut Dr. Fauci at the COVID-19 briefing today.
I, you know, dude, if you just think about your mindset October of 2016. I don't know about you. I was busy telling people that, Hillary Clinton was going to fucking destroy Donald Trump in the election. That's what I thought. And I also thought that the Democrats might take the Senate and the House. And everybody's gangbusters. That's what I thought.
Right.
And then Trump got elected. Holy fuck, everything's crazy. But now there's a pandemic on top of all that. We are in an insane fucking time.
A couple of Democratic operatives are saying that... they think this insider trading thing is going to give Democrats kind of a blank check in the Senate that no longer can any of these Republicans claim any kind of higher ground on anything.
Right. I guess. Jesus.
We have a few minutes left here in the big old show.
Yes.
Again, apologies for my...
What are you talking about?
Non-energy.
Well, no, I listen. We're talking about there's sobering moments. There are moments of rage. My blood pressure is just fine. I don't know.
The
it's a big fucking cardinal.
So deep state department also trending. Yeah.
Good, good, good.
I like to call it the deep state department.
Did he get a laugh, by the way? Did people laugh in that room?
Pompeo.
Pompeo.
The head of the State Department. And then, that's what a lot of these career guys are saying. They're like, Pompeo is universally loathed by all of the employees because he does not have their back in the least bit. He's doing the opposite. He's throwing them under the bus.
Dude, the way I understand this, like, there are spies in Russia running around, spying for us, dropping dead drops here and there, risking their life, doing spy bullshit. People at these, these embassies that are in danger. I mean, God.
Now, here's what we need to see more of.
Yes.
But we kind of should have been seeing this from day one with Trump.
Fuck yes.
CNN White House correspondent, after Trump's ridiculous explosion at Peter Alexander, saying he's a bad journalist. here is CNN's Caitlin Collins asking Trump if... do you really think this is appropriate, attacking journalists while this is going on?
Fuck, man.
You see yourself as a wartime president right now, leading the country through this pandemic that we're experiencing. Do you really think, going off on Peter, going off on a network is appropriate when the country is going through something like this?
I do, because I think Peter is, I've dealt with Peter for a long time.
And I think Peter is not a good journalist when it comes to fairness.
But he's asking for your message to the country.
Oh, I think it's a good message because I think that the country...
He's asking for your message to the country. He didn't ask anything bad.
Yeah, and does he not feel the least bit responsible? Like, he is telling everyone Peter is bad. He is painting... I'm sorry. With his fucking lunatic base, he can't do that. Because someone will threaten this guy or something. He's
a journalist when it comes to fairness.
But he's asking for your message to the country.
Oh, I think it's a good message because I think that the country has to understand that there is indeed, whether we like it or not, and some of the people in this room won't like it, there's a lot of really great news and great journalism, and there's a lot of fake news out there. And I hear it all, and I see it all, and I understand it all because I'm in the midst of it. So when somebody writes a story or does a story on television, and I know it's false, I know it's fake, and when they say they have 15 sources have said, and I know there's no sources, they just make it up.
Not true. They don't name the sources because that's how background and off the record works.
But Corona, why is he not talking about the coronavirus?
Because that's not what it's not about him.
This is bonkers.
And they say they have 15 sources have said, and I know there's no sources. They just make it up. I know that. And I call Peter out, but I call other people out, too. And, you know, this is a time to come together. But coming together is much harder when we have dishonest journalists. It's a very important profession that you're in. It's a profession that I think is incredible. I cherish it. But when people are dishonest, they truly do hurt our country. Yeah.
God damn.
And again, Trump means when they disagree with me.
Yeah.
When he says dishonest. He doesn't mean dishonest. He means when they reveal something bad about my administration or me.
So, like, this guy isn't going to help us at all. That he is not.
Has he been?
No. And he's not going to help us with this. He's not. I mean, you know, we are fucked. We are fucked. You know, I know this dude, this friend of mine. He's a retired military guy. He was some kind of, I don't know, analyst, some kind of bullshit. Some analyst dude. I don't know. He's a smart guy, and I noticed on Facebook he put a Trump story up, and his only comment was, "We are fucked," and we are.
Yeah,
I don't know what else to say. We're fucked. All you fucking maggots.
We've got
all you maggots.
CNN's Jake Tapper said, if Trump isn't capable of leading stably, he should stop making things worse and consider leaving the podium to others. That's we're suggesting that, too.
Just stop, dude.
Entertaining as it may be on a playing clips level.
Rachel Maddow.
We're going to die.
Said we are staring in the motherfucking abyss. And this motherfucker doesn't even care. He doesn't even give a shit. Do you think do you think this dick bag has thought more about Peter Alexander or the fucking coronavirus today?
Oh, he doesn't care about the corona. What day has he cared about the coronavirus? Point me an example of one day that's been his priority. Not, he said at the beginning of this a couple of weeks ago that he didn't want to let those people off of the ship that were infected because the numbers might go up. And I like the numbers where they are. And I want to keep them there. Not it's going to save lives. Not it's how are my numbers going to look.
Man.
That's his only priority.
This guy, he could do something simple. He could just say, you know what? We're working as hard as we can on a vaccine. For now, I'm appropriating funds so we can start building some fucking hospitals. So we can, get some more, so we can have masks. So doctors can use masks that aren't the cup of a bra.
We're having a great day, everybody. How's everyone doing?
Hey, listen.
Out there.
We're staring into the abyss. Everybody's getting fucked up. We're on a quarantine. There's some lunatics suggesting that this is the that now the government has us where they want us. I've heard people say that. Now they're going to take the internet. God.
Oh, Trump would love to shut down the internet. He was talked about that before. Whenever people start saying stuff bad about him, shut that stuff down. It's not good for the country. That's all he ever says.
Our podcast. We're on the internet.
That's all he ever says.
Shit, man.
We've got Hannity.
Yay, Hannity! Is Hannity apologizing for misspeaking earlier about the coronavirus when he said it was bullshit?
Oh, no,
now?
No. Okay. He's busy talking about how great Trump is doing.
Oh, okay. Still sucking that Trump cock.
And I'll bet this makes it sound like Hannity has some stock in some vaping company.
What's up, Kevin? Say hi to Dr. Peter Constantino and Betsy McCoy.
Oh, hi, guys. A quick question. I didn't want to shout out to Trump for closing the borders. But I'm a marathon runner, and I want to know if you have a higher VO2 max because it's a respiratory illness. Does it give you a better chance at, because I'm 54 years old, I'm not young, I'm not old, do I have a better chance of fighting it off than, say, perhaps somebody who's sedentary?
Of course you do. This is a lung disease. So the healthier your lungs are, the better your chance. It doesn't mean you won't get infected, but you can battle the virus better. Smokers are extremely vulnerable. Vapors are not doing well. But if you have...
That's actually not true. There was an article...
Somebody's got some stocks in a vaping company.
Well, also, too, I think the Venn diagram of these douchebag vapors and Sean Hannity watchers surely overlaps. And by the way, I saw a guy during our show turning, no geoclues here, and as he was turning, he was vaping out his window, and you wouldn't believe the fucking cloud of smoke.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But who cares? I know vaping people, are you still concerned about vaping? What's your concern level for vaping right now? Yours.
Are you talking to me?
Absolutely.
I couldn't care about vaping right now.
Because you're concerned about the butthole cut.
Not dying from a coronavirus.
Absolutely.
But if you have...
That's actually not true. There was an article about a medical study that showed that vaping, the whatever propofol something chloride in a vape, is actually preventing people from getting...
Well, I saw that, Sean.
Don't speak out against my vaping. I like vaping.
Don't speak out against my vaping. I like vaping.
You know, this reminds me of when Bill O'Reilly, a long, long, long time ago, the South Beach diet. Do you remember that? When that came out?
Yes.
I just happened to be watching... I saw Bill O'Reilly interview the dude that did the South Beach diet. All he did was, he's like, wait, so I can't eat what on your diet? And he would say something. He was like, oh, but I love that. Jesus Christ. What's the next thing I can't have? Oh, I love that. And that was a whole fucking interview. It's crazy. Why is Hannity sticking up for vaping?
He's got to have, well, he sounds like he vapes.
Yeah.
Shocker. And I have no doubt he's probably got stock. He's probably buddies with some vaping company CEO, absolutely. And he's got tons of stock in it.
Right, right. Well, geez. I mean, it's in this interview, he could have just let it go, and I bet no one would have talked about the vaping anymore. But now everyone's talking about the vaping.
77% of white evangelicals think Trump is doing a great job dealing with the coronavirus. I mean, all we can do is laugh, I guess.
I mean, he doesn't care about it. He doesn't give a fuck. God.
Yeah, these preachers and these pastors... We got to start looking at these guys after this. If anyone dies in their flocks because of them refusing to shut down their magic shows,
yes,
drag them to jail for murder. It's that simple.
I mean, what do you think with that story in South Korea about the cluster found in some fucking church?
Right.
We're not going to find that when people start testing for reals here. We're not going to find clusters in certain mega churches. I mean, they're all in the same fucking room breathing each other's fucking spit.
Liberally. So we ask God for wisdom. Do I shut down my church? Do I go to church? You know, here's the thing, guys. Lord spoke to this to me in worship. You know, when the apostles were being threatened with jail and they were beaten, when the apostles were being threatened, they didn't like run away. Say, I'm not preaching the gospel anymore. The Bible says they ran back to their own company. They gathered together and they prayed until the Holy Spirit shook the place and filled them again. Amen. That needs to be our response. We don't run away and isolate ourselves and quarantine ourselves and sit in our house because we're afraid. We run to the church and we take authority over this demonic entity that's invading our city in the name of Jesus, and we push it back, because one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight, and we get all of us here praying together, and ain't none of us going to get attacked by this dumb thing. Amen.
What, we're all fucked. We're going to die. Okay. Fuck this.
That Jennifer LeClaire, hopefully we'll be looking at her through bars eventually. Some of the flock there pass it back and forth to each other because of her ridiculous bullshit.
You know they will.
And the only reason is money.
And
100%. These frauds don't want their income stream to stop.
But they don't understand. They're not thinking about it, though. Because, okay, I'm going to, God, I'm so sorry to waste our time with this logic, but someone.
Well, I think they've done the cost-benefit analysis, and they've figured out, yeah, we're going to, maybe a few are going to go belly up, but we can't afford, the loss that we'll have from nobody showing up for months is going to be bigger than if I have, you know, a couple that, and then they can say later, well, their faith wasn't strong enough, obviously.
Why don't they say something like this? Hi, parishioners. I love you guys. You give me money for some fucking reason. I don't know. For your own good, please stay at home. Stay the fuck home. Quarantine.
How is she going to get her money?
But she will gain credibility and the trust of her flock by doing this. And in the long run,
you're suggesting
she will
she's
be able to milk those idiots.
Are you suggesting
further?
She's going to lose credibility if she doesn't? Think
Why?
About the people listening to her.
Why doesn't she do the slow roll, though? The slow roll. She keep them alive.
Because she needs the money coming in now.
Right. You're right. They probably thought about it.
That's what I said. Cost benefit analysis. We're going to lose a few of the old ones.
Now,
that's sad. But I can't afford to not have the rest of the waddlers showing up here at my magic show.
And what can't afford, but she can probably afford it.
Of course.
She can
greedy.
Probably absorb this. We're all going to have to absorb this. It's crazy. One of her dumb fucking parishioner is going to carry it. It's going to pass it to me. I'll pass it. Somebody's a fucking nurse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
God.
A lot of prophetic parallels.
Good God. I'm stymied. Is that a language or is that tongue
speaking? It sounds Arabic-ish.
Is that somebody speaking in God.
Allah Shamahanda.
Okay, so
he should go on America's Got Talent.
This is kind of funny. We got to get going. God, look at how quickly this goes.
Shimbianto.
Skibli. Over here at Friendly Atheist, it says during a live stream yesterday, this is Perry Stone. We played him earlier. He's the guy with the lattice work behind him and the Nike shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Right-wing pastor... Perry Stone, best known for checking his phone while speaking in tongues.
No.
Who recently blamed the COVID-19 pandemic on abortion and LGBTQ rights.
Okay.
Recently delivered part of a sermon in what he claims is four different languages.
Oh, wow.
During a live stream yesterday, they say here, Stone spoke in Christian parcel tongue. Which, for those who don't know, parcel tongue, I believe, was the language in Harry Potter.
No.
That the snake people talked.
Oh, okay. Parcel tongue?
I believe so. Parcel tongue is the language of serpents and those who can converse with them.
Skitty, skitty, painting. Ding ding dong.
Whoa.
So he's doing ridiculous. These aren't languages. This is all gibberish. He's changing the accent and pretending that he's speaking in different languages.
So he'll do. Oh, I see. Oh, this is fascinating. Now he's trying to do like Hispanic, and I speak a wee bit of Hispanic. I don't speak. I mean, this is
Spanish
good.
Parcel tongue.
I think this is
Jesus Carimisa, Jesus Christos Meleso, Repata Laguna Macata Salera Porosa. Celi Rubina Angele Bacha. Oh, Jesus.
Whoa. No, he did say Cristo, which is Jesus.
Damn, you know what?
Oh, now he's speaking Chinese.
Mochahundo, Ucho, Unamandi, Cocho, Pahata, Shabo, Basito, Anma, Usha.
He's going unga bunga lunga sunga, but he's going unga bunga lunga sunga, you know, like French, and then unga bunga sunga bunga, like he's speaking in Chinese.
You know, religious people, you're listening to this shit, and we're in the middle of a pandemic. You guys are fucked up. Just so fucked up.
Very sad we don't have time, but this is a long Coach Dave clip. We'll tease that for Monday's show, everybody. Tune in 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Monday.
Yes.
For some Coach Dave shit that's really incredibly bad shit.
And the way this lunatic, the speaking in tongue guy, just at the end of it, he's like, bing, ding, dong, dong, dong.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy, that's super creepy.
Yeah, he just came. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, lots of squirts.
ScrollGuard is disposable. And
it's disposable, is it? Is it? Wow. Is it biodegradable?
Have a great, safe weekend, everybody. We're going to be back on Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available as a podcast on your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. When Ryan's comedy is fired up again, check him out. Or if you might do something online, check him out at RatedRComedy on the Instagram, on the Facebook, and on the Twitter, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Let's do it again a weekend. But hopefully everyone stays safe. Oh, we'll see you on Monday.
Stay the fuck home.
Manda kalaboho masiki lomokoda masa. Now I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dalamoko. Manda kishiti kolora bashata.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.